conservative lawmaker is stabbed to death in England. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. A suspect is in custody. The stabbing happened at a church during a scheduled public meeting with constituents.
British lawmaker David Amos was meeting with voters from his electoral district when it's understood he was stabbed repeatedly. A man has been arrested for murder. Amos was one of Britain's longest-serving lawmakers, representing the ruling Conservative Party of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He's the second serving British lawmaker to be killed in the past 6 years. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
An international ban on non-essential foreign travel into the United States is being lifted November 8th for people vaccinated against coronavirus. The policy and the date apply to air travelers and people coming through border checkpoints in Canada and Mexico. And this is non-essential travel like people visiting friends or coming as tourists. The second phase of this will start in early January and will apply the vaccination requirement to all inbound foreign travelers. Starting next month, the plan is to once again have immigrants asking to come into the U.S. wait in Mexico to have their case heard.
The Trump administration had negotiated with the Mexican government. The Biden administration canceled, and now a court says they have to reinstate it. So now we've got some negotiations that are ongoing to make sure the policy can be reinstated.
Fox's Rich Edson. A new White House report on climate change outlines plans to protect the economy from more heat waves, drought, floods, and wildfires.
The 40-page report released today outlines the steps the Biden administration is taking to mitigate the economic risks of climate change. It says things like the mortgage process, retirement plans, stock market disclosures, and government budgeting are all being reconsidered to price in those risks. The report comes 2 weeks before President Biden is set to attend the UN Climate Change Conference in Scotland, and it follows his May executive order for the government to analyze how extreme flooding, heat, wildfires, and adjustments could affect the economy.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're tired of big cable bills, you can get Newsmax TV for free. Millions are watching Newsmax. Available now on major cable systems or for free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. Find it streaming on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, and more. 7 million Americans have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. It takes just seconds. Then watch us anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why. Start watching today.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit Simply Safe.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Local news from HDDailyNews.com is brought to you by Bridget's Gift. Help us help our Yuma friends fighting breast cancer by joining us for our 10th annual Western Dance and Barbecue at Cocopaw Casino featuring Gary Allen.
Here's the news in 60 seconds. YumaDailyNews.com. A worker at a Circle K was held up at gunpoint and robbed. Authorities need the community's help in finding the suspect. Get ready, Yuma. Tourists from Mexico will soon be able to cross a border into the city. The Biden administration announced on Tuesday that vaccinated travelers will be allowed to pass through land border crossings from Mexico and Canada beginning in early November. More info at YumaDailyNews.com. Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area wants Congress to pass a National Heritage Area Act, which would provide much-needed funding for Yuma's heritage areas if passed It would create economic revitalization and celebrate and examine Yuma history, culture, and industry. A judge in Arizona has ruled against the state in a minimum wage lawsuit. Arizona says it's unconstitutional. See how the judgment went down, yumadailynews.com. You can get more local and national stories when you sign up for e-news at yumadailynews.com. For now, that's the news. I'm Andrew Caravella.
Saturday, October 23rd, Bridget's Gift Western Dance and Barbecue is back at Kokopah Casino. It's Yuma's favorite charity event, featuring Gary Allen, with special guests Hoppe Anderson, Bobby McClendon, Tanner Gomes, and more. Tickets are available at KokopahResort.com and Booth Bar. Bridget's Gift Western Dance and Barbecue is brought to you by these fine sponsors: Alexander Automotive Group, Sign Pro, and El Dorado Broadcasters.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey Yuma, good morning. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, coming to you with Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Well, good morning.
Hey, gorgeous outside.
Isn't it fun?
This is the time of year it's supposed to be.
And the fair's open today.
You know, so maybe I wasn't paying attention. I didn't realize until last night that the fair was opening.
Yeah.
I'm so used to it being, you know, spring break and school. So I don't even know much about it. Tell me, is it the full fair? Is it just animals?
There's no animals. No animals. Just the fair other than animals.
Okay, so it's the opposite. It's no animals. It's just the fair and rides and stuff.
And here's what I'm doing today. And I sit down and analyze this thing. And I said, I don't really do anything anyway. So I'm skipping.
That is true.
I'm skipping work.
Okay.
And I'm gonna steal my four-year-old granddaughter out of school. I'm just gonna go because I'm on the list. You know, they stupidly put me on the list as acceptable parent. You know, alternatives to sign her out of school. So I'm going to sign her out and take her over the fair.
At least you admit it.
Yeah.
So
I know who I am.
So what's the timeline? It starts
at noon.
Okay, and is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
It's going to go for 10 days.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't even know, you know, again. So sometimes you don't pay attention to advertising and marketing, but that's super interesting.
Yeah.
Now, did they align that? Don't know either, I'm sure, but did they align that with school breaks or how does that?
I'm not really sure on that, but I'm just happy to. There's one thing I didn't do that I regret now.
Going to the fair as a teenager?
No. For this fair. This fair. I meant to do it, and it didn't hit my list in time, and I've taken a lot of pictures of my four-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a photographic contest there where you can hang pictures up and they get judged. Well, I was going to turn in some of my granddaughter so that we could walk by and say, what do you think of the pictures?
That would be fun.
Yeah, I didn't do it in time.
Ugh.
I have to wait for spring fair.
You know what? Go print a few on the color copier here and go tape them on the wall.
They still take them?
I'm sure they do.
I'll put them on the door.
That's
someone said, where did these come from?
So quite a bit to do then this weekend. You got a lot of stuff to get out there. And I mean, the weather's great, so this would be a great time to be out there. I don't think it's supposed to be windy. It always seems to be windy and cold for the fairs.
We've had some wind blowing in this cooler weather, but that's even gone right now. It seems just beautiful. It's calm. It's nice, crisp.
Hey, you said the right word, calm.
Yes.
Calm. So let's talk about calm versus no calm. What do you think the housing market has been over the last 12 months?
Actually, on fire. You know, we don't like house fires, but there's been a push to take advantage of this refinancing and to buy homes while the rates are at historic lows that we may never see again, possibly. And the door to get that rate is open right now.
So you're 100% right on all that. And a couple thoughts that I have for everybody. And what I'd love to do is use some time to dispel some of these myths. And, you know, if you're of the younger generation, you've never seen interest rates that start with fives or sixes or sevens or even higher than that. And I'm not saying they're going to be there tomorrow. I'm not.
No.
But it's so interesting that I hear people go, oh my gosh, the interest rate starts with a 3. That's so high.
That's laughable.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in the 70s when they were 15.
Yeah, but you've seen double-digit interest rates,
yeah.
And so you have something called perspective.
Right.
And a lot of people don't have perspective of how good interest rates are. And I literally had somebody that they were under contract for new construction. They got very upset because we're in, and this is a very decent size house. They've been under contract for about a year. Interest rates were significantly lower a year ago, agreed?
Yeah.
So they want to cancel their contract because interest rates are higher and we're still not within that period for them to lock.
Well, that's okay. Go ahead and do that because someone's going to pick up that house like now.
They will because the perspective.
Yes. Most people understand that you don't get and won't get until you lose your shorts.
Now, so I don't know who's talking to them, but number one, they're very upset because interest rates now start with a 3. But number two, they're being told or they're pontificating that they think house prices are going to come down.
No.
Now, do you believe they're going to come down anytime soon?
No. I mean, do I believe it's possible there's going to be a bubble that's going to hit again? I mean, we wouldn't know when. We don't know how. And that is possible when the rates get to be 15. But then what difference does it make? Because the trade-off, the payment still is going to be higher.
The payment is going to be higher, and you're 100% right on that. Now, here's what I want people to pay attention to. And these, go online, Google this stuff. You can find all of this stuff. So this is not, again, me preaching from a soapbox. This is, look, the data's out there.
Yeah.
Every decade for the last 40 years, not this last decade, but the previous four decade periods, if you will, the U.S. built 25 million households in that 10-year window.
Yeah.
So from 2000 to 2010, we built over 25 million new homes in the U.S. The decade before, 25 million. The decade before, 25 million. The decade before that, 24.5. I know it wasn't quite 25 million, but it's close. So on average, we're building about 25 million new homes every 10 years.
Okay.
Guess what we did from 2011 to 2020 in the United States?
In the 9 years, we built 25 million homes.
Five. 5 million new homes. That's what permits were pulled in the United States.
That's it?
Now, I'm not a genius, but I can see 25 compared to 5. That's a huge decline.
Yeah, that doesn't mean we overbuilt, does it?
No, it means we way underbuilt. Now, what does that mean? That means there's a supply shortage, which we've already seen. That's why you have 20, 30 people offering on the same home. We have a construction supply issue because we don't have enough people building. There's not enough labor. It's hard to get some of the products like drywall, paint. There's a shortage of paint.
I know where it is, though. It's on a boat somewhere out in the water.
Wasn't there a saying a slow boat from China?
Somewhere, but it's parked out there. I think it's anchored.
It is anchored, and we'll get to some of that stuff of the California laws that restrict truckers for
operators. And I heard something else today I didn't know. One of the truckers called and said part of the reason the docks are shut down is because the federal government doesn't keep the customs agents. You can't unload it unless the customs agent's there.
Boy, so that makes such great sense to me, doesn't it?
So somehow we knew their hands were in it. Well, I didn't know how, but I didn't know that. I'm not a trucker, but they said, yeah. I mean, well, we're waiting on the customs agent. We can't unload.
That's ridiculous.
And it's not that they have to inspect. They just have to be there.
Be there.
Yeah.
Take pictures, sign
up. Somebody wake that guy up and get him off vacation.
Right? No kidding. Hey, double time.
Or maybe he's down on the south of the border passing out checks to the new citizens. I don't know.
You know, all of those things are possible.
I don't know what's going on.
So getting back to why, and I'm going to go back to this family that was in my office last night. They are being told somehow that interest rates are going to come down, and they should wait because the home prices are going to come down. And both of those, I believe, are bad information. Now,
but it probably come from a very reputable neighbor.
I'm sure it's a neighbor, a family member, a coworker. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you look at the supply side, we didn't build enough over the last 10 years. Interest rates are still historically really good. What your monthly budget allows is still super affordable. And we're going to talk about that perspective and compare and contrast a couple of things after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
Eric Hagerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey, Yuma, 8:18 in the morning. Derek Hagerberg, Russ Clark. We're talking mortgage, credit, all kinds of fun stuff. But I like your choice in tunes here today.
Good morning.
So, a little upgrade. I like it. Now, are you picking that or is somebody else picking those?
Nobody
tunes?
Does anything here. You know, they don't even know what I do. And I like it that way. I like it that they go, oh, yeah, Russ, he does something on the radio. And I'm talking about the management of the studio. Yeah, they don't want to handle me.
Yeah, well, probably not. So let's get back to perspective. Let's talk about the perspective and sometimes taking some action. Right? There's three kinds of people in my version or vision. There's some people that play victim, and let's be honest, there are victims. But there's some people that always have that oh woe is me attitude. It never works out. And they never do anything because they kind of like that victim mentality.
But they're always right. If they say nothing good's going to happen to me, they got it figured out. Because it's true.
100%. 100% correct. Now, there's the knowledge seeker. There's the person who always needs a little bit more. Hey, tell me a little bit more. I need to know more. I need to understand more before they do anything. And so they're stuck in that, oh, my gosh, I've got to learn more.
Well, in the Biden administration, we call them domestic terrorists.
Go
ahead.
There you go. And then the last one is somebody who's really willing to take action. And let's go try something out. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, we've learned something from it, and let's keep doing
something. We call them
something.
Elon Musk.
There you go.
It does. It gets a lot of that.
So you've got a lot of people here who have, and I'm going to take it back to our industry, if you will, that have refinanced, that have bought, who have potentially rearranged their debt, and have taken action because they're willing to do something for their benefit now, as opposed to, oh, wait, maybe I should. Oh, my gosh, I missed an opportunity 6 months ago. Oh, interest rates could have been a little better. Because right now, you still have the option to go buy a house, refinance your house. Home prices are going to keep going up. So did you see the Case-Shiller study that was published about a month and a half
ago?
No. Okay. What was the number one metro market price appreciation in the United States?
I do not know.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
Do you know what the 12-month price year-over-year appreciation was in Phoenix?
Oh, probably 30%.
Bingo. Over 30%.
Yeah.
So 30% appreciation in Phoenix. Now, here's where people are getting it wrong. And so for the knowledge seeker, you need to listen to this. For the victim, you didn't miss out. It's going to keep going up. Why? So here's everybody seeing the next projection is an 8 to 10% appreciation year over year. But there's a lot of people spinning that as, oh my gosh, it's a slowdown. It's not going to be 30%. It's not even the national average. The national average right now was at 19. Okay.
But that's crazy. Can we slap them? Are we allowed?
I would hope so, because the historical average is about 3%, and a 3% appreciation rate is fantastic.
And if you get panicked because it lowers down to 9, you know, that's still a stupid high number.
How many people think that's the norm?
Research is available. Everybody's got Google.
They do, but that's my problem with this, is you have people that think interest rates with a 2 are a norm. They think double-digit appreciation is the norm. And somehow we got to get people with perspective.
It's a happy opportunity. Please take advantage. That's all it is. It's not norm.
It's not the norm. And in 4 or 5 years, the perspective is we're going to look backwards and go, oh, my gosh, can you believe how good it was? You know, now, I'm not saying it's not going to be good in the future. The historical average is 2.5% to 3% appreciation. You know, the historical average is homes are one of the best investments you're ever going to make. And at the same time, you still need a place to live. Yep. And at the same time, the safety and security of a 30-year fixed mortgage is what? The payment doesn't go up over time, other than taxes and insurance.
No matter what happens in the economy, no matter what happens, it stays.
And what typically happens to most Americans' income over time?
Generally, they continue to increase as, you know, inflation keeps up with it all, but you're locked in.
So what you're saying is mortgage payments become cheaper over time.
They become a less percentage of your total income. That's it.
That's,
so you may say, oh, my God, my house is 20% of my income, you know, just the house, everything else. So, well, in 10 years, it may be 15, it may be 10, you know.
If you're smart and you manage your debt well and you keep investing, a mortgage is a great way to get ahead over time. Look at what rent rates are.
They've been jacked up in the last year.
Continuing
like
to go up. And if you call any of the property managers that do, you know, their businesses managing, they don't have any vacancies.
But you know what that's... Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know what that big high rent rate's done to occupancy? Nothing.
Zero.
They don't have any product.
Because there's not enough out there, and it doesn't matter how fast they're building. There's still people moving in. And where everybody is missing, in my boat, a lot of the pieces. Okay, home prices are going up. Interest rates are still great. What about demand? Demand is through the roof. Yep. You and I have talked about it. You have a population that is becoming more transient, because they can live where they want to and still work in many jobs, not all jobs. Obviously, if you are a barista, you still have to go to that physical location to serve.
Wherever
so
that is.
That's not really a transient job, although you can transfer somewhere else in the country. But a lot of people, you know, let's talk Silicon Valley and a lot of these high-paying jobs that formerly used to go into the office that you learned how to telecommute, and telecommute used to be a big word, but now people can live anywhere they want.
Just the same number of letters. It hasn't changed.
And they have a cup of coffee and their footy pajamas and they're working from home.
Yep.
And, you know, corporations have learned they don't need huge footprints of real estate for lots of things. So why are people moving here to, say, Yuma, Arizona?
Because of the lifestyle and the cost of living is so much more of an improvement. I mean, it's a huge improvement over San Francisco, which has turned into purgatory. You know?
Yeah, there's some of those pictures just...
If you lived in San Francisco and you're paying $1 million a year in rent and you're having to walk the sidewalks and watch where you step because there could be human waste all
human
over. And you're going to get robbed. You know, you could move to Yuma and have a better lifestyle and pay nothing compared to that.
They were not from San Francisco, but they were from California. Had a middle-aged couple with their family come in last week, speaking of this. And perspective. Now, you and I look at some of these homes, and let's take a four-bedroom, three-bath, three-car garage home here in Yuma. They're probably starting with a four is a purchase price.
Okay.
So $400,000, you and I think, geez, we're, $400,000, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Their perspective is they were commuting for an hour to get to his job that he could telecommute from, and they're selling their very small three-bedroom, two-bath, no-garage home, and they're moving here, and they go, oh, my gosh, this is so cheap.
Right.
This is, oh, my gosh, look at this space and a backyard
and a pool,
a garage. And so that perspective is we have been spoiled with how the lifestyle is in a lot of places here in Arizona. You know, we need to go up to Carefree. There's always been multi-million-dollar homes and things. And bless you, by the way. Lots of expensive homes here in Arizona, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, that perspective is people around the country see places like, whether it's Yuma or Tucson or into New Mexico or into Texas, into the Midwest, you see a lot of places that are way more affordable than New York, California. And that's why the population is becoming transient.
Right.
So now, do you believe, based on population potential moves, do you believe, based on supply shortage, looking at that graph, and everybody go online and look at average number of homes built in the U.S., you'll find that graph and that report. It's not my report. It's right there online. We built 80% fewer homes in the last decade. You've got population moving. You've got homes are still, in most cases, cheaper than the rent. Look at what people are renting for a three-bedroom townhouse here in town.
Oh, I don't know what it is. Is it $1,200, $1,300?
$1,200 to $1,300 a month. Now, let's look at, and this is a very loose estimate for everybody, but every $100,000 you borrow, it's about $600 a month, given today's interest rates, given taxes, given insurance, normal plain vanilla. And yes, people with bad credit, it's going to be more. People who put 20% down, it's going to be less, but just as a good ballpark. So a $200,000 home might be a payment that's $1,200. So you could buy a $200,000 townhouse and your payment's $1,200 and you own it and you're starting to pay your own mortgage off and building equity, or you go rent the thing for $1,300 a month and pay somebody else's mortgage. So you're paying a mortgage either way, and that's the last piece that I tried to get through to these people who are literally going to cancel their purchase contract. They think they should go rent for a year because they're firmly convinced prices and interest rates are going to come down.
Well, I'd be curious if they do that. You stay in touch with them and see if there's any remorse later.
We will. And I think emotionally they're making emotional decisions, not tactical and logical decisions. So, kind of gave them some stuff and politely said, look, go talk to whoever you're talking to. And if we want to have a round-robin discussion, let's do that. Because there's no crystal ball. But the person who has a 30-year fixed mortgage now...
And you're not writing guarantees.
No, there is no guarantee. Yeah. And yet, go back to the victim, the knowledge seeker, and the action taker. Somebody is going to continue to do well because they're taking action, and there's going to be some people that look back and go, oh my gosh, I wish I would have. We've talked about prices before. Don't you wish your grandparents had bought like a dozen homes?
Yeah, but he was making like $2,000 a year in pay.
Perspective, it's still, percentage-wise, it's still about the same. It's
right.
That perspective. And you and I look back and go, man, I wish Grandma and Grandpa would have bought a dozen homes back in Scottsdale, Arizona, when they moved in there, when prices were, $10,000, $12,000. So lots more to talk about after the break. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Sideways, I wouldn't mind. The other kind of person, believe and make.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Yuma, happy Friday. It is Money Talk. Derek Eggeberg, Russ Clark in studio, talking all things credit, mortgage, good decisions, bad decisions. Let's talk about bad decisions.
Oh, man, must we?
Well, I don't know. Okay. Do you have a few? No, yours are all good decisions, right?
Of course, no one has all good.
So, you know, again, we've talked about silly things in perspective, and it dawned on me that one of the people I talked to this last week, they were super scared to buy a home, and they're more of the information seekers, the knowledge seekers, because they don't want to make a bad decision. And I finally kind of had to knock them over the head and say, wait, look, I promise you I've almost made every bad decision you could ever have when you bought a home. So let's talk about my first home. I said, I can document how my first home, all the mistakes, cost me about $50,000.
Right.
Yeah, sure. $50,000, you could make that mistake? I'm like, well, not all at once, but I think everybody's done that.
I mean, we could all look and say, well, if I'd have just done this and bought that Microsoft or Tesla stock.
Well, that would have been a good one.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Or bought a home earlier or did something different with an investment.
Things we didn't do, but it doesn't. I mean, those are how we learn things, too.
Correct. I appreciate that. That's the point is sometimes you can't dip your toe in the water. You just got to jump and go.
Right.
And for them, she was very concerned that they might be getting in over their head.
And that's fair. I'm glad that people think about it.
And I love the fact that they're being conservative. But here's what's funny is you can look at a credit report and you can look at a bank account and kind of tell whether somebody's conservative or very loose with their money. Now, She wants, and she was the controlling one of the two, she wants to make sure that they're not going to get in over their head. Now, you and I have talked about things called income to debt ratio.
Mm-hmm.
What is the typical loan allow?
I don't remember, like 40%.
Up to 50%. So you could be spending up to half of your income on house, car, credit cards, you know, consumer type debt.
Yeah.
Doesn't say food, gas, electric, etc. Now, 50%, keep that in mind. This couple, have no car payments because they've paid them all off, no credit card payments because they have no debt, they have good savings in the bank, and the house payment would be about 20% of their income.
That's a wonderful, wonderful lifestyle.
Amazing.
I mean, that's so calm and so, you know, worries, and you have extra, you've lived within your budgets. I mean, that's extremely living within your budget. That's awesome.
But
I mean,
Russ,
that deserves an applause.
Russ, she's concerned going to stress them out.
I like this girl.
But here's the funny, not funny laughing, but here's the best part of it.
Yeah.
The house payment that they're looking at would be equal to what they're paying in rent. And she's stressed about the house payment, but they've been renting for 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, stop. Yeah. I understand what you're actually asking me is, am I making a good decision? Should I be thinking about anything else? Is there better information? But you have no debt, and you're going to get yourself into a good neighborhood with a great house, and you're going to lock in, like you said, that mortgage payment, so it's not going to go up over time. So, hey, by the way, has your rent gone up over the last 3 years? And, of course, what did he do? Oh, my gosh, yes, it's gone up. Okay, wait. So you could lock in your house payment, and it's 20% of your income, and you're in a great spot.
Right.
And yet you are still concerned that may stress you out. So if you don't buy a house this year, what do you think is going to happen to your rent next year?
It's going up.
Going up.
Yeah, and your house never will. Now, your taxes might a little bit. Your insurance might go up.
Taxes will.
That's it. But basically, it's locked. And it's got to be refreshing for you to have that kind of customer, because I know you have customers that are over 50%.
Yes.
You know, when they first start looking, they say, here's what I want. You say, well, wait a minute, that's 60% of your income. You don't qualify. Well, how can we fudge it? I know that, but I know it's asked.
Yeah. What I told them last night is, look, you guys are super boring.
Okay.
And I like it, but I don't get boring very often.
Yeah.
So I guess you guys are boring. You guys are not being very aggressive with anything. And you're conservative, so keep that up. Just understand you're going to make good decisions from here on out. And buying a home and locking in that purchase price and that payment and that interest rate is a really good decision, because you go back and look at some of the historical trends, yes, interest rates are going to go up. I mean, the Federal Reserve has already told you and I that they're going to taper. They didn't say raise interest rates. They're using terms called tapering.
But they're lying to us. Look, Yellen comes out and says this inflation is transitory. She knew it was lying when she looked in the camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. They know it's real. They're admitting it is now, and that they have to adjust. There's no question it's going. But it should have gone up a year ago.
Should have.
Yeah.
The Fed, through a few vehicles, but in our industry, it's the MBS purchase. The Fed is buying bonds, both residential mortgage bonds and commercial paper. They even got into, corporate junk bonds for a little while. But if you look at what they're doing, when they say tapering, you and I've talked about this, the only reason mortgage rates are so low is Wall Street and all of the investors are competing with your rich uncle with the unlimited checkbook, who can literally do whatever they want.
Right.
And so if there's only one bond out there, and there is more than one, let's not say it that way, but if there's only one bond and there's two people bidding on it, you and I know the price is going to get bid up.
Right.
And if there's two bonds out there and there's only one purchaser, you know that the price is going to be significantly lower than it would be. So the Fed has been buying a very large amount of bonds over the last year plus. Now, what they said to you and I two Wednesdays ago is they're going to taper, which means they're going to slow down their purchases of bonds. What does that mean to you and I? Your rich uncle is not opening the checkbook as much. That's what a taper is. So as they don't open their checkbook as much, you would expect mortgage rates and other interest rates to drift northward, correct?
Correct.
Cool. So they told you and I, everybody in the world, they want interest rates to go up. They just haven't said, we want interest rates to go up. They've said fancy words like, we want to taper.
Because their non-political position is very political.
Very, very well said.
Yeah.
So if you and I think that interest rates are going to be, or bond purchases are tapered, then you would think interest rates start to taper northward. Have interest rates shifted northwards since the Fed said that Wednesday 2 weeks?
I don't know. I haven't.
They have.
They have.
They have. And you saw the way the bond market reacted that singular day, and then over the course of that week, we were off about 70 basis points. You know, 70 basis points is a lot. On a $100,000 loan, 70 basis points is $700. So to keep the same interest rate, you'd pay $700 more per $100,000 borrowed, or you're going to see an interest rate that's slightly northward. That's how the market works. Now, what most banks won't show you is they won't show you the exact bond chart as it's put out by Wall Street, so you don't really know. It looks like a lot of smoke and mirrors, but that's as simple as you can make it. And you can go, again, Google search bond prices, Fannie Mae 2% coupon, Freddie Mac 2% coupon. You can even look at the Ginnie Mae coupon, which is government loans. All of it's out there. It's just a question of, do you want to do a little research, or do you want to just take somebody, and don't even take my opinion. You know, when I say you don't want to take somebody's opinion in the news media, you and I have an opinion. Go check it. Are we telling you the right scoop?
Absolutely. Everybody should check. You know, you're not afraid of that.
But why don't they? And I'm going to go back.
And I'm okay. If you find somebody you really trust, it's not as urgent. But there's nobody that I wouldn't check. I mean, I trust but verify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a Ronald Reagan thing.
Absolutely. So if you look at what the Fed said, I guarantee you interest rates are going to go up over time because they're going to start tapering. The only reason mortgage rates have been so low is the Fed had helped artificially hold them low.
Yep.
Because they had been buying bonds. So when the rich uncle finally closes the checkbook, which what they said is they hope to be done with that purchase program by middle next year, would you assume that there will be a noticeable difference in interest rates?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, what they did say, and here's how the spin is, they're saying they're not going to stop the program because when the runoff happens, they're going to continue purchasing. What that means to you and I is, let's say, Russ, you owed $200,000 on a house and you paid your mortgage off.
Okay.
That means whoever's holding that $200,000 bond just got paid off and they got their cash back, right?
Right.
So what the Fed did say is they're not going to buy new debt. They're going to taper that and hopefully have that new debt purchase program done by middle of next year. But the runoff, as the current bonds are paid off, they will use that money to keep acquiring. So they're not going to stop the purchase program altogether, but there will be a noticeable difference in the dollars that are flowing into that area, if you will. So it's not going to be a, oh my gosh, here's a huge spike in rates all in one moment. But it will be obvious that there's been a shift northward, and there already has. We're about a half a point across the board higher than where we were. Yes, every loan program is different. Yes, every credit score is different. But if you look at what happened just since the Fed said that, we're higher. And it's costing people more money. But they don't realize how inexpensive it is. So, you know, again, you want to make good decisions and say, do you want to lock in interest rates before the taper continues?
Oh, gosh. I mean, do you want to save money?
Do you want?
Yeah.
What
are you asking me here?
I'm asking you just kind of in general, like the couple that thinks, well, you know, maybe we want to hold off until home prices come down and when interest rates come back down. The only way they would come back down is if the Fed supercharged a purchase program, which they've told you they're not going to. But that would mean there has to be something hugely devastating happening in the economy. For them to step in and say, oh my gosh, we got to prop all this up again. I don't want that to happen. You don't want that to happen.
No.
So, you know, again, you look at obvious, there's opportunities out there. There's lots of things to talk about. Inflation, all kinds of other things. We'll talk about that and more after the break. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming.
Investment Group Wealth Management. They manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Exactly what we need to talk about with inflation and mortgage rates, and watch out.
Yeah.
I just wish people would have perspective. And I have such a hard time with some of the younger people that don't have perspective when you're trying to get them to realize what an amazing opportunity debt is right now. And I know people don't like debt, but you borrow the debt to buy the home, because the beauty with a mortgage is you get to own a $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 object without having to have $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000. You get to put a percentage of it down, whether it's, you know, VA no money down, FHA 3.5% down. You're leveraging your money,
right,
and you're locking in the debt. And some of the things I wish I had known much, much earlier in life is, again, the time value of money, how money continues to grow and compound, how you lock in 30-year mortgage rates and the payment doesn't go up, but hopefully your income does.
Yeah, don't put your money in a mattress. It's not good.
You know what's funny? Did I ever show you those pictures? I'm really glad this is radio. But so I've had two really, really argumentative clients over my lifetime, and I'm happy to show you the pictures, although it makes you probably throw up. So we have to source deposits, right?
Right.
So lady deposited about $10,000 into her bank account. I'm like, look, I need to source this. Where did this money come from? She legitimately took a picture of her holding her mattress up and took a picture of the rest of the money she had under her mattress and said, this is where I keep the cash. Does this source where it came from?
Yuck.
Yuck. So, no, I can't use a picture of dollar bills under your mattress.
You can't,
it's
as a
the
source?
Weirdest thing. So that didn't go really
well. You can't just
tell
you have the cash.
No, it's the weirdest thing, because the USA Patriot Act says we have to source all dollars in and all dollars out for a transaction. So I have to prove that you're not running drugs or illegals across the border or whatever. And the other one is, this is more your speed. This is kind of a very argumentative guy who thinks he's funny. So when a wire is sent for a gift, so let's say you were going to gift your daughter $5,000, I would tell you, you're going to wire it from your checking account to the title company.
Okay.
Then there's a tracking mechanism. You're going to sign a gift letter, and then you're going to go get the wire request form. So it's going to say from your bank to the title company, your name, your account.
Oh, that's necessary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But here's where it gets better. This guy didn't want to give it, wouldn't give it. So we argued a little bit and said, look, if you want your family member to get this, I have to have a picture of it. I have to have you either fax it or take a picture and text it somehow. So here's what I got. I got a picture that doesn't show his face, but he's holding the page up. So if you picture me sitting in the chair and I'm holding the page up like this, so it's the picture of the form that if you zoom in on the form, you can read it all, but it's a picture of him completely naked except in his white tidy whitey.
I respect him more.
So,
I think that's a protest picture.
You know, the funny thing is, though, that picture was completely readable. That's what we needed for the mortgage.
It was acceptable.
So, but what is now in that file for all time?
It's him in his underwear.
Him in his tidy whiteys. and it.
I think that's how I'm going to do all my transactions from now on. I'm doing it.
So, but again, you know, it just so funny that people get that upset and argumentative about where we are. And unfortunately, these are some of the rules. And
that was a protest. Just like the people that, you know, don't want to pay their taxes and they deliver it in pennies. I know, yeah. That's one of them.
I think
that's creative. I would give him high marks.
You know what? If you want...
I don't want the picture.
I'll give you his name and number and the copy of the picture. Hey, you can take that picture and the picture of your granddaughter and submit them both to the fair and see what happens.
Yeah, if he was smart enough to understand how to take a picture with his phone, he knew how to crop it if he wanted.
So keep in mind, he's sitting in a chair and he's holding the picture up. I don't think he was the smart one to take the picture.
No, somebody else was.
Well, somebody else had to because, you know, his one hand's on the page and the other hand's on the chair. So he wasn't the one taking the picture. But it is, that's probably one of the things in our industry that has gotten much more difficult. That it used to be,
tracking.
Let me get to know you like you trust you and you have good character. You used to talk about character in a file.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Do we talk about character at all?
I wouldn't think so.
No, your FICO score has kind of taken your character out of it. You know, statistically, do you pay your bill, do you not pay your bill, that's pretty much it. There's no, hey, we believe the trend is really good, and so we can do that. And that used to be a lot of banking is, you know, are the trends good, and do you have character, do you have a history of doing something before? Now it's a formula, now it's a square peg in a round hole.
Right.
And what you find here is, hey, if you have a deposit that is more than 50% of your income, I have to source it for one reason or another. If you have, let's say, a USDA loan, and we talk about rural loans, you have any deposit that's not a paycheck, I have to prove where it came from. So you put $5 in your bank account, I'm going to write a letter to explain where that $5 came from that you and I didn't talk about.
So while that transition's going on of buying a house, don't do crazy stuff.
Don't
stop it.
Don't do ludicrous
stuff. Just do your norm. That's it.
And if you got a bunch of cash, don't deposit it just yet. But, you know, here we're going to go down another road.
But if they'd have done that months before they came and saw you, it's fine.
Sure.
Because you only go back a couple months while you ask for, like, give me your last 2 months statement.
2 months statement.
And see if something crazy's happening. But
self-employed people with businesses, it's 3 months. You have to do a 3-month income analysis to make sure the business is still moving forward the right way. But it's still, you know, again, a super fun business. It's a great thing when you see people who, after the fact, say, thank you. And you can see that there's a difference for the family. And you see people that come back 5 years from now, you know, 5 years after their first purchase. Hey, Derek, we want to buy a new home. We want to keep this as a rental. Let's have a really good discussion. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are making great financial decisions. It's just perspective.
There's not enough.
The ones that stick in my mind are the ones that are just a little loopy, that are getting interesting information, that may or may not be the correct information. And, you know, again, to everybody who's listening to this program, I'm sure you're way smarter than those people, but we all collectively have to start doing a good job teaching the next generation how to manage their money.
And I know you've at least got some idea what's going on with the Biden administration wanting to change some of the rules and the 3.5 and the banking rules and all that kind of stuff. Are they scary to you at all, some of that stuff?
Well, I think it's very scary that, let's talk about the proposal or what's been talked about, that $600 with the IRS, show me your bank account, track the money.
Well, right. Which basically would open up your bank account 24/7 mm-hmm. to the IRS.
I think that's a scary proposition, that you have unlimited full-time, real-time access to accounts. I think, unfortunately, while maybe somewhat noble to try to catch the people that are committing tax fraud, because I see it. I see people that don't claim all their income, and
right.
you see people that don't do that. You see people that do all their stuff in cash. I see part of it, but unfortunately, what's going to happen to all of the free checking accounts and all those things?
Done. In fact, I'm sure the minimum balances are going to go crazy high. I mean, the banks will have to adjust to not lose money. You know, they're going to have to figure out, well, this is what's going to cost us, so here's what we're going to have to charge.
So
it's just that simple.
When you say, does it worry me, in my mind, that means the people who can't necessarily afford it are going to get whacked even more, because they're going to have monthly charges, or it's going to force more people not to put money in the bank.
That's exactly right. There will be an adjustment to what way people act, because they don't want government.
I'm going to get more pictures of people with cash under their mattress asking if this sources their money, and the answer is going to be no. So, you know, again, that it's a slippery slope that I don't like the fact that we need instantaneous access. That's like saying, and again, just me, hey, do I want a chip in my car that transmits every piece of my driving to somebody real time? Do I want my health provider to have my medical records real-time online for somebody to read and question?
Right.
You know, I don't know that that's a good option, because the person who normally keeps $10,000, $15,000 in their account, it's not going to cost them anymore, because like you said, they're going to raise the minimum balances for the quote-unquote free accounts. But to the couple who's the Starbucks barista and the school teacher, that they don't keep a lot of money, but their checks go in and their checks go out, they're going to pay, what, $5, $10 a month? I don't even know what that average fee would be. So, you know, lots of stuff. Everybody just keep your eyes open and pay attention, and let's all make really good decisions financially. However, same way we always want to end the show, we couldn't talk about this and all this fun stuff if it were not for the men and women who are actively serving, who have previously served either now or over our history of a country. We appreciate you guys so very much, because your sacrifices have allowed us the freedoms to really play on the radio and have a great lifestyle. So from all of us at KBLU, all of us at Academy Mortgage, we appreciate your service. Everybody stay safe. Have a great weekend. Get out to the fair. Support your local businesses. And let's make it a great week, everybody. Bye for now.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.